It's not fair. I've heard some people complain that if Jesus was God, as well as man, then his sufferings and death lose all value in their eyes, because it must have been so easy for him. Others may, very rightly, rebuke the ingratitude and ungraciousness of this objection. What staggers me is the misunderstanding it betrays. In one sense, of course, those who make it are right. They have even understated their own case. The perfect submission, the perfect suffering, the perfect death were not only easier to Jesus because he was God, but were possible only because he was God. But surely that is a very odd reason for not accepting them. The teacher is able to form the letters for the child because the teacher is grown up and knows how to write. That, of course, makes it easier for the teacher, and only because it is easier for him can he help the child. If it rejected him because it's easy for grown-ups, and waited to learn writing from another child who could not write itself, and so had an unfair advantage, it would not get on very quickly. If I am drowning in a rapid river, a man who still has one foot on the bank may give me a hand which saves my life. Ought I to shout back between my gasps, "No, it's not fair. You have an advantage. You're keeping one foot on the bank"? That advantage, call it unfair if you like, is the only reason why he can be of any use to me. To what will you look for help if you will not look to that which is stronger than yourself? These are the words of C.S. Lewis. The logic and understanding of some people is simply beyond the comprehension of most people. It is most difficult, if not impossible, for any believing Christian to see, envision, or even hint about any aspect of the crucifixion of Christ as being easy or advantageous in any way, shape, or form. The very thought of anything less than complete thankfulness, gratitude, or indebtedness is totally repugnant to the believer. The crucifixion of Christ was a complete gift, an act of love by God for God's greatest creation, man. It was the divine plan that God had put into place so as to provide sinful man a way back to a reconciled personal relationship with the Creator of the universe himself. There was nothing even remotely easy about it. Jesus had no overt advantage receiving the scourge that the Romans brutally meted out to him. The barbaric and bloody physical beating and excruciatingly painful death by crucifixion on the cross was the most painful and humiliating full and final price that Jesus Christ paid for the sins of all mankind. Never before or since in all of human history has such a loving and benevolent gift of any type or kind been presented to another human being. This love gift was the gift of eternal life to anyone and everyone who would simply believe it, voluntarily request it, and lovingly and thankfully accept it. All one has to do is to stop and think about this gift and how it would affect his own life if one were asked to make the same sacrifice of their own blood, their own firstborn son. It is really impossible to imagine, isn't it? Every parent knows and feels the blood bond connection by and between themselves and their own offspring. The love and bond that starts at conception and grows stronger with each passing year seems to tie families closer and closer together as time passes by. As the relationship grows closer together, so does the love, respect, and loyalty of the relationship. Would you have the strength and character to sacrifice your only begotten son as a living sacrifice for the wrongs, the ills, and the sins of some other people that you don't know or haven't even met? I personally doubt that you would. But God did, and thereby saved your life and my life from eternal damnation in the furnace rooms of hell. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Lord. Thank you, Blessed Redeemer. Jesus died as a substitute for you and me. He paid the final once and for all price for the sins committed by mankind, past, present, and future. God's word tells us that no greater love hath no man than to lay down his own life for another person. That is exactly what God directed Jesus Christ to do for you and me and for all mankind. What type of great love is that? We, as believers, serve a great and mighty God who first loved us so that we could then love him back. Hallelujah! The Creator is always greater than that which gets created. That is the exact reason why the truth is that God created man, not the other way around. God always has been and always will be greater than man. Since God created man and is therefore greater than man, then man can safely and most assuredly trust and rest in believing that his own Creator can and will safely provide for all of his needs and totally protect him against all of his enemies. Isn't it good to be able to trust a greater source and strength than yourself? All glory and praise be to God. God's greatest blessings to all of you.